Simon Shin Sama Kibble, Sif Chavov.
No math here.
And we're holding Hoya Gavoya Yosim Yesim Ubona Binyan Tachas Akurva, the Matam Yesim. So it's about six lines in to Chavov. Hoya Gavoya Yosim Yesim.
Okay.
Ubona Binyan Tachas Akurva. Got it?
Mm hmm.
Okay. Now, the guy says, I have a great idea. I'm going to build up the floor. The height is too high.
Right.
So I'll build up the floor to meet it. He's going to build up something below to shorten the distance. So the halacha is, I don't need to build up the whole height of the mavli. The ibn binyan rochav tefach kerechav akar. All you have to do is build up like a step under the kerub. It's half foot wide, and that's sufficient. Okay, that's for building up by the case of when it's too high. But if it's too low, v'imeino gavoya asoro, if it's not 10 tefachim high, and I want to dig down to make it tall enough,
right?
Over there, v'chok gavoya lashim el asoro, tzarech lochik arba ames l'secha movi al panei kol rochba. You have to then deepen it four amas deep and across the whole width of the mavi. So there was over there, it doesn't work. Just well, that tefach where the kura is, make it lower, because now you have a problem. But your problem is that you don't have walls. You don't have a mavi, by definition, has to be at least four amas deep, and if it's all the floor to the height of the mavi is less than 10 tefachim, so you don't have walls.
Right.
So I need to lower the floor for at least for 4 amas. Okay. Okay. Mishabur. Sadi Vov. The Matam Yesir.
Hello, Justin.
What did the yochel hashpil as a kara gufa? You could lower the kara, obviously. So I could, the mavi, the height of the mavi was very tall, so I put across the top of the mavi between. So good, so put some.
Put pegs.
Put pegs in the side and put on top of the pegs. No. So what you're doing is you're raising the floor by doing like a step over there, which is a tefach wide. Who then offer kashir? That you could, you don't have to even put, stones there. You could just even put dirt there. But the circle is erk. She get nidras beraglaim. She yismayet me kashir berochbe. You have to make sure that it doesn't get worn out. The width of a tefach is lost by the rubbing of the people stepping on the dirt. Within the gavosh, she yismayet yosim yasim. You don't want the height of the dirt to get pushed away, and then you'll end up with it's too high again. But theoretically, it should work. Karechavah kara, the shiroi tefach. So the width of the kara has to be at least a tefach. So the what you have to raise up on the bottom has to be at least a tefach. Cannot be safe to the side. But tam the mahani roch of tefach. Why does the tefach width work? So kaim alon, motel ishtamish tachas akara. You can use that area. The person standing there, he's a little bit higher, he can know that he's within 20 amas, he can see. Because that spot, it's not too tall.
Right.
Okay. But if it's too slow, too low, then already it's a different story. So arba amas. I have a hodl el sagi betefach. The gabi, the height is too high. We say a tefach is enough. Now here we're saying it's too low. You need 4 amos. Why? Shani hachad the bepachas meyasar tefachim lo mikri doifin klal. The circle shavi doifin. We don't have a wall. Can't start after kashir mesher kamavi to 4 amos. So the problem is that if the whole mavi is not 10 tefachim tall, it means you don't have walls on the side. So you have to lower down all of the at least 4 amos, which that's the shear of a mavi. Kanabar is just if. Our Hassan Mikri Dive, and there you have a wall. El Shul Gubar Yesim Yesim Amas. It's just too tall. Achisagi Betefa Kishir Rechavakar. So over there, I just have to make my car a kosher. By raising up a tefach's worth of the floor, my car is now, that one tefach of the car is kosher. Right. That's all I need. Okay. Now you have to do the second movie, apanei kol rochba. Mim kochak v'pochas mizeh. If the area that he dug out was less than 4 amos, so dafka pas arbo shte pasim of shte mashu yin kedin chotzer, the canal b'sep tiber maskel el.
Oh, evening back to Coop.
Okay.
When are you starting, Dustin? When are you starting?
Okay, so he's saying that over there I could address it to have a shame of a mavui, which a lechi or a kara alone is sufficient. It has to have a deep, a depth of 10 tefachim. But to have a din of a chotzer where a pas arba tefachim or two pas of the mashahuyan works. Apparently you don't need a depth. We never saw a chotzer. There was a condition of a depth that the walls have to be 10 tefachim high to be considered a chotzer. So therefore, I can be matzah the chotzer with a considered a chotzer, and then I can use a pas arba arbo. Okay. Al b'nei kol rochba, and this it has to go 4 amas in across the whole width. The Mishoyer Hefzik Bein Achahika Uben Aksolim, if you'll only dig part of it, so it comes out that part of it is lower, part of it is higher, or part of it in the middle is lower and the parts inside are higher. So you don't you still have a Hefzik between where your Achahika is and the wall.
Right.
He starts from the head. We can't excel him the movie. Dumb. He says, like, again, we left without walls. The problem was it was too low. The walls don't count. So you haven't solved the problem. Okay, in Hefzik Ben Achatika Ben Achselim who rock pockets Mishlash at Tvachim Yeshem at the Mahan. But if I dig out the whole area and leave a little space between where I dug out where the wall starts, but it's less than 3 Tvachim, then you'll say love it, and that's fine. Okay. We're in Simon Shin Samach Yomel. Sefkovov, and we're starting. It's long sif. Again, we're starting a new point. This is the new point is enamavi nitzur belechi oikara achiyup suchim l'soychoi shnechatzeris l'chol chotzer shteibat. So the way they used to, the mavi used to be built is the mavi would be the exit way from the their houses were built with chatzeris, and the chatzeris would exit out into the mavi.
And the Mavi would go into Shusara.
The Mavi would go into Shusara. So it has to have at least 2 chatzeris, and each chatzer has to have at least 2 batim.
Is there any maximum? Or
no maximum. So by doing so, then you'll have, then it's instead of halachically at Mavi, and we can be matter with a lechi or a kara. Otherwise, it's considered a chatzer. It's like a, it's basically just a glorified chatzer. And then you would need either a pas of arba tefachim or 2 pasim of a mashal. Now, the Rambam says in the parentheses, "Afilu kol chatzeris psuchos zu." Even if instead of having the chatzeris, each one opening up independently into the movi, but rather there was a few chatzeris. The last one opened up in the one before that. Eventually, one of them opened up into the movi. That's also called 2 chatzeris. As long as each chotzer is blocked off with walls, etc. So there's 3 houses and a chotzer.
So what's happening? What's the configuration on this? How's the configuration?
So here's the mob. Here's your surah, here's the mob.
Mm-hmm.
So normally you picture that, let's say, so you'd have a chotzer here with some houses going out to the mob, another chotzer, maybe another chotzer.
Right.
Instead, what happened was there was a chotzer here, houses in a chotzer. Mm-hmm. There's a doorway opened up into the next chotzer with some houses. And that final one opened up into the Movi. That's the only...
So you only have one.
You only have one, which eventually happens in the Movi.
But
there
it's
many
starting a lot that's feeding into that.
That's right. So the Rosh says that's called Tuchatzeris. To fulfill this halacha that you can count as Tuchatzeris. V'yesh kolkim is there. Some disagree. So that's not called Tuchatzeris. That's called one chotzer for this purpose. And the same thing will be true, the Rishaber points out when you talk about it. If I would have, according to the first opinion, if I would have in the chotzer two batim, what happens is that the one house exits, it's like the back behind the other house, and house B exits into house A, and house A exits into the chotzer. So according to the first opinion, that's called two houses. According to the second opinion, it's only called one house. Okay. The openings of the houses into the chaseris, and the chaseris into the mavi after at least four tochim wide. That the people who live there actually eat there. In other words, it's not just a place where they sleep, it's a place where they eat. Shemakim apaskarim, the definition for what's called somebody living there, for this, these halachas, is the place where you eat. Now, if two houses would share this one chotzer, one belonged to the father, one belonged to the son. Avish ben mekabel pras v'shulchan aviv, he gets his food from his father's house, as long as v'oichel b'beiso, he takes it home to eat, doesn't eat by his father's house, stops up every day, and gets the food, and
can't pack it.
Goes home and eats it, that's where he eats it, so that's fine. That's already having done with Kishnah. Okay. If one house was, yeah, there's two houses. One, the house on one side was the goy, one on the side was the yid. That'll work for this purpose. Mahani. Okay. Let's see if we should be on that. Again, I have no idea why this wasn't divided into separate sifim in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's see if we should be on that. In Kuf Beis, Shnei Chatzeris. Tam is that? Yishum the hard tier of a mavi belechi bekar. Why, by a mavi, do you need a lechi? Is a lechi or a kara enough? Whereas a chotzer, we needed a pass which is four tefachim wide, or two passes. There's many people who use the mavi. You don't do very private type of things there. So it's not a place of living. So Chazal said the matter it, you need less. There's less people who use the chotzer. So it becomes an area where you use it for more private things. Okay, so a hechshut tvei. Therefore, you need more of a hechshut. It's more like a bias. As we understand, a bias is going to need more to define it as a bias. So, a chotzer is going to need more to define it as a chotzer and do its function when it's made for a more private thing. So, what is that? Either shnei pasim, or pas arbot tvo.
A pas is just wider.
Pas is wider.
It's a wider lechi.
Right. Well, it's set up.
It's put in the same place as a lechi would be put, isn't it? Its location is the same, right? It's just a question that it's wider. Am I right?
Not exactly. Let's do our two scenarios. So scenario number one: this is the mavi. This is open over here. Put a lechi here inside the mavi. Mm-hmm. That's valid. Pass you put here. Be a chotzer. Put the pass here.
Outside.
Or right. Put it facing into the. Or it's going to go past arbo. The lechi, I just put it on the stick on the side. Let me do its width or length. However, it's
because it's small, so it makes a difference. Okay.
But the pas has to be. It has to actually go into the area. I can't put.
Can't put it this way. That way.
Right. Well, we discussed before the idea of sending a pass out of the solutions into the.
But it's in the basic location. That's right. It's in the corner.
Yeah.
What's the connection? It's between the use of the chatzah and the mavoi and what you need?
So what I understand what he's saying is that Chazal are giving you ways to finish off the fourth wall. So the logic was an area which is, you have to make this area and say its fourth wall is done. Well, what's a valid fourth wall for this item? So the more you want to use it for private things, the more the fourth wall
has to be bigger.
Has to be more of a wall.
More.
Right. Otherwise, it wouldn't really meet the criteria of what this type of area, the wall, this area would really need. So the Loch Moshe Sinai type of wall is going to parallel that.
Chatzah is still open. I mean, there are other people sharing in their chatzah, right? I mean, there's
right.
other people in there. What would you, when you say more chatzneh, what would you do in a chatzah that you wouldn't do in a mavoi? I mean,
well, in a chatzah you store things. In a chatzah, they might even cultivate something. They might, you know, things they would use it for, which I'm not interested in publicizing everything I do to the whole
cooking.
They can cook out there. They, you know, there's a lot of things they can do,
uh-huh.
which where in a movie, which is the whole crowd is there. Ready.
They don't want to do that.
The chutzpah, you have two families, three families, four
so
families.
So if you barbecue, you don't have to feed everybody else. Mavoi, they think it's a block party, and then everybody comes.
You got it.
There's also isn't there a traffic issue? I mean, the Mavoi, depending on how wet it is, it may not be, you know, very convenient to set yourself up in a place where there's a lot of traffic. Whereas if there is very few people using it, then you might be more inclined to treat it.
That's good. Now, therefore, he said like this. So, how can I be shamed by Shnei Chatzer is Psukim? So, there's only one Chatzer opening out into it. So, basically, this Mavi ends up just being a glorified Chatzer. It's the same five families which use the Chatzer are using the Mavi. So, I'm going to require the closure of this Mavi as if it was a Chatzer.
In which case? In the case?
Where there's only one Chatzer.
When there's only one Chatzer ultimately going into the Mavi? Because
right.
so ultimately they're sharing anyway.
Not ultimately. That's the second step. First step is the Gemara says that Mavi is only a Mavi if it has two Chatzeres opening into it. So,
right.
Because it means they only have one Chatzer opening into it, it's just with an extension of the Chatzer.
Then it would be a big Chatzer.
Right.
Even though it empties into the Rishus HaRabim.
So correct.
One concern might be that, you need a heck. You want to, the whole idea of the Korah, I thought the Korah of the Lechi was a hecker, so you won't, because a Mavoi, you'll confuse. I guess if it's a busy Mavoi, then you're going to confuse it with, you might confuse it with the Rishus HaRabim. So to remind you that, yes, you're able to carry in the Mavoi, but you're not able to carry beyond this point.
Right.
Because you have the hecker. So if you have a, if you, will people be aware of that as much if you treat it more like a chatzer?
I think so. I don't think people would lose the sight of the car or the fact that. I hear. Okay. The Iranian Mu'atim, by simply Tashmish Hetzneya, so we can, it's less people. So we'll do Tashmishim, which are more personal. Okay, but the Ramos did say, the first opinion was the Rosh, that if I have two Chatzeris opening one into the other and eventually spilling out into the Mavi, that's called two Chatzeris. Yesh Cholchim, which is the Riff and Rambam. The Kimon Yecholim La'arib Yacha Derech Pesachim. Since to join together and make an area between these Rubei Chatzeres, between these two Chatzeres, as opposed to going out into the Mavli to join each other, they can just they have that shared doorway, the common doorway from the back one Chatzer to the front Chatzer. So they would make an area between the two of them through that there. So that's counted like one big Chatzer. The same argument would be if you have houses opening one to the other. This is a loch of the Rabbanan, so we're going to be samech on the first opinion. That's called two chatzers. And he goes home, but if he eats with by the father, that's only one house. Yeah. Okay. Oitzor, back in the Shulchan Aruch. She'ortoi yosa orochtoi, the normal standard mobi in the time of Chazal, the length was more than the width. The width meaning the width that it goes out towards the Rishon Sarabim. The length being how far deep it goes in from what way from the Rishon Sarabim. So if here's the Rishon Sarabim, right, the normal thing is you have, this is called the width, this is called the length, right? So the length has to be longer. That's why you usually do a mobi, always turn on this. That's why, because it's with the length. There is methods of that.
Oh, you could, but there was just a rabbi somewhere else too.
You could do that too, but I think it's clear that it's clear. This is
rabbi. How you look at it?
Okay. That was the standard movie. So if any one of these things are missing, you don't have enough houses, enough chatzeris, you don't have the length being more than the width, you don't have at least it's 4 amos deep, you don't have it, it's too tall, it's too short, all these, any one of these things, Allah is, enonitzer, elav apas arba'o, now it's a chotzer, and you need a pas of arba'o, or shnei pasim, shnei masuyin, the two pasim of each one is a mashru, or tzuras haPesach, or tzuras haPesach. Those are the three options that you're going to have a situation. It's either, it basically goes, it's demoted down to a chutz. Okay. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch wanted to put it all together so it can have this final line saying, I'm missing any of these things. We don't deal with mavuos at all, and our urban planning doesn't have mavuos.
Is that what we say about the mavuos?
Our urban planning doesn't have mavuos in it.
Even in Eretz Israel, they don't have such a thing today.
I think they do.
You know, some of the, you know, but I can imagine in Europe there's still some cities where you'd have that you have a courtyard.
In the old neighborhoods.
You know, the houses would gather around a courtyard, and the courtyard would lead out into an alleyway, and alleyway would lead out to the main street, you know. But still, the Rambam says the minhag was to use Tzuras haPesach.
We had it in Queens. When I lived in Queens, we had driveways that went into a community driveway, and the community driveway went out into the street. So the street would be Rishus HaRabin. The community driveway would be like a mavui, and the chutzer, it was one house per chutzer instead of two houses per chutzer.
Right. So,
it was in that way it was different. But ultimately, the chutzer went into the mavui, and the mavui was shared, and then it went into Rishus HaRabin. So, I mean, the concept is not alien.
Not totally foreign. Okay. So the Rambam says that we always do Tzuras haPesach. We assume that our mavuos have not met all the criteria, therefore you can't use a lechi or a karu, you have to use a tzuras haPesach. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say, why can't you do shnei pasim mashahu? Why do you tzuras haPesach? I mean, tzuras haPesach already is two verticals and a horizontal. So once you do two verticals, stop right there. Shnei pasim. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah. Minhag HaPashim within the table is the Sakana Yerechem Olakash of the Rach V'Shamavi. What we do is we tie a rope across the top, which obviously is not in the Kerr, it's actually a Tefach thick. The Yerechem is the Eno Kerr, which ain't Rach V'Tefach. It's not considered a Kerr, it's not wide enough. The Mahani Element Tam Tzuras HaPesach, the Mahani Lamala, Philip Gemi, the horizontal of the Tzuras HaPesach can be made out even a piece of string. So that was same submission in some ways. Therefore, we're good. But since it starts to pass out, you better make sure you have verticals. Okay, Yeshi Zoya Lahamid, Tachazachevel, Shnei Konim, Gavoya Masor, eat two poles on two sides, each one 10 Tvachim high, Luchavonim Tachazachevel, which are directly beneath the rope. Bosmani Philippum, foolish, the Taras Tsuras pass out. See, we'll talk about the idea of Mavi Mafulish. Okay, we'll see. There was a most cases, the one is opening into. Let's say it's opening into, both sides are opening up the Mishnah Torah. So you have X amount of Chatzeris flowing out into the Mavui, and the Mavui is here, Shurabi there, that's a different case where it's called Mavui Mefulish. But Surah Pesach will work even for that. Surah Pesach, I feel a Bechotzer, Bechomokim, Surah Pesach, Surah Pesach works everywhere. So that's what, that was the minute, became the minute Pasha to do that, is to make a cross rope on top, not a cross beam, and make sure you have two verticals under the horizontal.
Is this a good bet or best? In other words, the car is good, the lechi is better, and the service of Pesach is best. It covers some more different things. Is that how it works in general? Is there anything at the Pesach works that the others don't? Anything at the Pesach doesn't work and the others do work?
No. The Pesach
is the best.
Universal.
And that's what we have our Eruvim is Tzurza
Pesach. That's Tzurza
Pesach. But we call, that he calls it Panim, which we call Lefis. But
our language is very precise. We refer to our Eruvim, and Eruvim is not really an Eruvim. Eruvim means the river of Tzurza, so really an Eruvim is the Mechitza around the city.
Right.
And we refer to our vertical poles as Lefis, which is also imprecise, they're not really Lefis.
They're Kanim.
They're Kanim, yeah. Right. I don't know how the imprecision started, but that's the reality. We're very imprecise.
Okay. We're going to talk about why you need those. Or you already talked about that.
Why we need...
If you've got... Why telephone wires going over the top of a telephone pole, why do you need what we call a lefty?
If you have telephone wires going over the top of the telephone pole, usually you do not need a lefty.
Nice.
There are some cases where you would, but the vast majority of cases you would not.
And the telephone pole goes on top of it? Or does it go...
Most
of them do not go on top, and that's why we need the end.
That's the problem with creating your lefties, which is most of them does not go on. Once I go over the top, Moshe responded, I'm not sure if it's written about that. So it goes over the top. So this is my telephone pole. Right? Here's the top, and here's the wire going to the top. That's great. What if it was like this? It goes here. Is that called going on top? What's top? Is top the highest point? The top is anything where you cut it. Moshe held the top is the highest point. So it's not cut even. You can't use the top. What you could do is that you could put an extender, some type of a peg on there on top, and run which goes higher, and run the wire through over that, and that's fine. But okay, but that's you're climbing the top of your telephone pole.
Right.
Or
I don't think I don't think the telephone company would like it too much. Stop playing with the wires.
Probably not. Especially since the lower general rule is on poles, lower wires are telephone wires, and the higher wires are electric wires.
Mm.
So the lower wires are coming into your house at 12 volts, which is doable. The higher wires are coming into your house with a lot more volts than that,
yes.
And they're not so doable, unless you know what you're doing. Okay. Coupe. She arcade. She came there from over the years. The length is more than the width. Coupe. Obviously, a rough boy. Feel the has to be even just, you know, Chazal did not make a minimal amount how much more it has to be. Even if it's more just a mashu that meets the criteria as far as Chazal were concerned. Now, the orchid mikri derech kinisasa the mavi. Mashen derech kinisasa mikri roich. When you go in, you're going to go down that length where you came in. That's called orchid, and the width of what you walked into is called the roich. The orchid kerach mevali kichotzer gilakamei. But if they're equal, obviously if it's shorter, so that's called a kichotzer. Because you know, missing any of these things, gilakamei. Elo koyal komash mavur kan. in ein mobi nitzer lechen a dimmin yin shloi hoya erich a mobi arba amas. So starting from the phrase ein mobi nitzer belechtis, it means it has to have two chatzeres, it has to have two batim, it has to have separate achiva, and it has to have longer width, the length is more than the width, and it has to be at least 4 amas. It's just again one of these things, and an itzur the din of kachotzer. I can't start from the zap pass up with tochim. So the el sit pass. That's a chotzer. Chotzer needs to pass before tochim wide. It starts a passive amount. If the baruch of measer till the opposite base. So it's a passive will work even if the opening is wider than 10. Okay. Column of voice. Where Armin is always used with source of Pesach. Bain Sosa, Misadecha, and Mifulish Mishet Stodom, whether the far end is closed, the far end is open. Bain Rochav, on Yasser Amos, Bain Yosem, Yasser Amos, whether it's 10 Amos wide, more than 10 Amos wide, we just use source of Pesach. The Column of voice, along with the Ramah came along and said that. Because all of our mivuos have a different chatzeres. Haino, the mivuos senu in batim chatzeres v'suchus the sun. We don't have a situation of batim and chatzeres opening up into the mob. Can a nitzur malachim occur? You didn't have the mob. It's not. You can't use have the mob to batim. After the chatzer sagi v'shnei lechayai v'shnei atzta. Let's just pass. So why do we need a source of pesah? I am putting up the two lefties already to pass mashuhus, just do that, and I won't need a vertical on top. I won't need a horizontal on top. The pomim and mavim are foolish mishnei stone. The reason why we always do source of pesah is because if it's open on both ends, those mavadai tzorach lahakum brashi tzorach source of pesah af the ein bati mechatzeres psuchas the sir. Leaving out the issue of whether there are batim and chaseris, if it's opening out to Rishon Rabin on both sides, you need a source of pesach. We always use a source of pesach, but sometimes it's more wider than 10. We don't want you to get involved. This is just too much shuhuni without the cut on top. This needs to cut on top. We don't want to get involved in that. Mizav fellow bechatzit tzarach medina tzarach pesach ganavasit pesach. Okay, I mean, he needs to tell me last tzarach pesach. If they made the standard, is always tzarach pesach. We know we're talking.
Is there a share of how much space there has to be? The maximum amount of space between the two corners. Yeah. It could be as big as, it could be literally miles, theoretically. If you could make something strong enough to hold the string, it could just go. So how can it be two as a Pesach? If it looks like a door, I mean, how big could a door be? Didn't we say there was a shear in a door?
This door should
be. Did you say 10 amos is a door?
It's for Sha'ula.
You know what? It's a fair question. Again, we picture the door is made out of onion paper, you know, so it's the thinnest paper you can think of. That's going to be your door. So you can make a door out of anything you want.
No, I'm saying, but when you were discussing before the size of the door, you said it was 10 amas is the limit of the size of the door, of an opening, of a pesa.
That was when you don't have a service, you don't make a service of pesa, because all of a sudden an opening without any door in it, and an opening up to 10 is called a doorway.
Right. And you said that was 10 amas.
That's 10 amas. But if I put a door there, an actual door,
then I could be as big as I want.
As big as you want. You want to make a big door, you make a big door.
Oh.
Even though it's hard to conceptualize that as a door, but you know, that's the finished source of basic. It's not a shady shamovi. So that's when the sun. That was a minute ago. Is when it starts to pass up.
What do you mean, the side of Shana Shalama? Oh, you mean the other end?
That's a mavam mafulish, isn't it?
We're talking about mavam mafulish.
Oh, so it's the other
going
end.
Through. So you need to say you have two sides to it. It's not closed on one side. It's open.
The side of Shana Shalama. In Ein Roch of Yerushim Yasser Amis, I put it towards the Pesach on this side. So do I need to turn the Pesach on the other side also? So like this. If it's not 10 Amis wide, Yesh Barach Reina, it's not like this. The Das Harden we have, if it's 10 Amis wide, so you need to turn the Pesach. If it's not, if we can't narrow on the other end, so what do I need to do? That's Harbor Mehan. The Shom Sagi Al Kaponim, Mishnei Lechayai, Mishnei Anstah, Lechboi Tzurz Tepesach. You make two passive mashu, and that's it. Mitama, the Ronash. Im Dinner came up in a foolish. If we deal with this, Lechboi Tzurz Tepesach, Shalai Gam Boi, Kamalon, Lechboi Tzurz Tepesach, Shin Samadal. Dain Tzurz Tepesach, Raki, Tzarechot, Mishnei Shani Sagi, Velechi, Echot, and Recur. And a bona fide Mavi. So we said you can't use lechem mekara. You can't use lechem mekara on both sides. I can use lechem mekara on one side and tzurzah pesach on the other side. So if I can, and if I told you if I can use a lechem mekara, I can use shnei mashu'im, two passim of shnei mashu. We did a kachatzim a chenal. If we say nowadays it's like a
kachatzim. Do you, when you're using it on one side, does it make a difference which side you're deciding you're going to do? What happens if one side is bigger than the other side? What happens if it's not a pure rectangle, but it's, I don't know, it's narrow here and it goes wider. It's not like a triangle, but it's narrow on one side and then it opens up bigger on the other. You could decide to put the Tzurzah Pesach any side you want, or do you have to put it on the wider side?
Give me the pass.
No, I'm talking about the Tzurzah. Well, it's either one or the other. You can have a Tzurzah Pesach on one side and a pass on the other. Do you have to put the pass on the narrow side and the Tzurzah Pesach on the wide side?
Well, it means they're both less than 10. It's more than 10, you need Tzurzah Pesach anyway.
Let's say it's both sides are less than 10, but is there a difference? So it doesn't make a difference. It's you decide what you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm confused what he's saying. He seems to be saying at the other end, even if it's narrower than. I would expect him to say, he says, if it's narrower than 10, where it's 10 or less, then you make essentially what's a Tzurzah Pesach, which we were just saying that he doesn't need.
No, you were two lechayim without a horizontal.
Oh, he's talking about a chevel, though. He's saying the din chevel that ain't a korah. It's not like a korah.
Where are you?
Am I in the wrong spot? I'm confused. Mishnah Brewer, Kuf Yod Aleph. Am I in the wrong spot?
Yeah.
And I'm on tape too.
And it's not a shame you shall move, but you may rock of yes or yes or amis. If the other side, the opening is less than 10 amis, so it only deserves a pass off. The HD has been upgraded.
Oh, it's a random discount. Maybe I have a discount. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I read from the Mishnah Berurah into the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry.
Last time we had Milsham Sagi Al Kaponim Mishnei Lechayim. It's late. Long day. Mishnei Lechayim Mishnei Sodom. Like boy, it's just a pass. But time in the Ronashim. If you deal with a Mavi Mefulish, if I Mavi Mefulish Mamish, a bona fide Mavi Mefulish, one side is just a pass. The other side you can do a Lechayim Recurrent. And you tell me it's like a Chotzer. Halo Al Kaponim Dai Mishnei Lechayim. Chotzer, two lechis is enough. That's what Zalman said. Comes out, doesn't say. V'yesh Rechonim Shemitzad Limlo. Mitzad Aminig Yesh Lasses B'chol Tzad Tzurzah Pesach. Now that we said the Minig is always Tzurzah Pesach, because we deal with maybe like it's a Chotzer, we're not going to say, well, it's a Chotzer, to the Rechonim is good enough. So I agree with Hakila. You should make a tzurzah pesach on both sides. He made a tzurzah pesach on both sides. Now the tzurzah pesach on one side snapped. Okay, so you have to, now you have two verticals and no horizontal. Well, the Mikra, you don't need to, you don't need a horizontal according to the first sheet. Right? You just need two verticals. And you have two verticals too. Case where the pebbles snapped. Something similar to that. Near the Yeshizim of Aleim Rochel, we had the Ein Rochel Yosim Yasamas after Parshim Lo. It was totally open on the fourth side, and then on the side. As long as it's less than 10 Amas, you can get away with two Lechiyah. Behine. The Mavuah Shalonu, and he's currently ill. Our Mavuah, which we just mentioned. Shame batim b'chatzeres p'suchos. So they don't have the correct orderly fashion of houses into the chatzer into the mavui, and so we deal with it as a chatzer. Is that only the chumra or also the kula? What's an afkamah? Im hu mavui akum. If the mavui turns. Mavi turns. The mavi, which is akum, like a dalit. So we deal with it as if it's mafulish by where it turns, and if you're going to need to put a source of pesach across this turn, we deal with it as two mavis.
Why?
Because it's not closed at the end. So it's open because it goes on. So we deal with it as two mavi.
It's a continuation.
Right, but we deal with it as this is mavi A, this is mavi B. So mavi A is not really closed off, and then mavi is not really closed off. Both of them are coming through. So the law is you need to put a certain passage over here across to close it off. Okay, so now, I said, well, nowadays I have the same situation, but not really a mavi, it's a chatzur. Chatzur doesn't need anything in it, just needs something to add. So now, do I give it a din of a mavi, a din of a chatzur, the kula, that it doesn't need a source of pesach? Or do I say, no, I'm only giving it a din of a chatzur, the chumra,
yeah,
that I can't rely on lechi or karu, but the kula, it still needs a source of pesach down the other, by the turf. That's the shali dealing with now. Okay. So yesh deyas ben achronim in tzarech lasus tikkun back mi musoi kedin reworld lechamamis emishin samadal tzivkin. Do you need to make some type of a closure by the term? Yesh loimer. Kiva the mikra din yesh lo din chotzer. We're saying nowadays it's not a movie, it's a chotzer. Say tzarech shum tikkun. But diver mash oisa tikkun b'shnei roshim. So long as you make a tikkun at this end and at the other end of the two ends of the dalet, you're fine. Yesh agrim is that for minig lahok. Says some say, since it's functioning the way a mavi functions, see, when we're giving it a lechumra, a din of a chatzur, we're not going to give it a din of the kula of a chatzur, and you have to dress as if it's a mavi and close off the elbow.
It could get ambiguous, you know, if it wasn't, instead of being a right angle like shown in that picture, if it were a curve, you know, then it get very ambiguous, you know, at what point do you say it?
Yeah, it's true. So, but, you know, Kemper Drive, curves. The road, Tremomish curves at the end. So that, you're going to call it a mobile, if you're putting something across the bend.
It's a lucky, so you have to define that what's
but that oh, so let's see if we can finish this, Mr. Brewer. The Hodim of Urban, the Bayara Shalom, and Sarah Tzurza Pesach. So we make Tzurza Pesach around our city. Hanab Bayara Shayan and Makafas Chaim. There's no walls. Oh, Shemakaf and Chaim, but Chaim, Nifritz, which is a rabbi, and the Kalmas. Or there's a wall, but there's openings where the Shulchan Aruch is allowed in, or Karmelis is allowed, it's allowed in with openings more than 10 amos. It's surrounded by a wall, and the wall is not, has no breaks in it. So what do I have to do? I mean, do I have a wall in no city? Problem is, sir, who's sakin lakali bein malkum shay yudim dorim shom, and malkum shay oivdig lulim dorim shom. Kesho yasu ala yudim itself. We want to, we had the ghetto reality where the Jews were congregated only one area. So I just want to separate the area where the Jews are from the area where the non-Jews are, because if I want to include the areas of the non-Jews in the area, we have to get serious reshus from the goy. I don't want to get involved in that. So I want to close off the area of the Jews. But that's why I have a wall around the whole city. So what do I need to do over there? It's our last shom tzuras pasim. Rakdabi pas rochem arba tvochim. Hashem pas b'shal shnei mashuhun. So at the end of the Jewish street, as the Jewish street goes out, the ghetto street, at the end of the Jewish street, as it goes out into the main street, I don't need to put a tzuras pasim there. All you have to do is a pas rochem arba or two pas. Can never shom b'maloy. I've been a rochem yes shom yes measer amos. Welcome to the last of the ticket. As long as it's not more than 10 hours. Why? Actually, Bobby Bams and Rachel, you're some of yourself. Even though maybe in the middle it widens out to a marketplace, which is wider than, right? But if at the end, where the street meets, the Jew street meets the other streets, is less than 10 hours wide, I don't need a certain person. Kehira Zoy Yeshla Din Chotzer Lagamri. We deal with the whole thing, it's one big Chotzer. There's no need for a certain person. But we're cutting off part of the. We're making a separation in the chotzer. Shall I also shum tikkun ben Yehuda that up to Gam Kain the din Kain a din count to my chotzer. The matatal to mekelim shoshavs b'soychay. All the bias, let me bias the chotzer. Now, if I don't get skir rishus on the goy, it doesn't preclude tiltel totally. Anything that started out Shabbos in the chotzer, I can move. I cannot move something from the house to the chotzer, nothing from the chotzer to the house, but something in the chotzer is anywhere in anything that's in the street, anywhere in the city, I can carry it. Anywhere in the street, I can't bring it inside. Let's hold it here.
Why is it the Jew?